Okay, I'm here with Brittany Moore and Christina Naramore, two eighth grade teachers at Warsaw Elementary. Thank you for joining. For either one, whoever wants to go first, how would you describe the overall experience of middle school, and what are our middle school students going through during this stage of life?
Well, I would say that I think out of any concentration of education, middle school is where our students have the biggest social and emotional and physical changes, all in one compacted, like, 3-year span. They're going through some major growth, like physical growth and hormonal changes, because the size of a child that comes in at sixth grade is not the size of the child that comes out in eighth grade. Emotionally, because of those hormones, you're dealing with a lot of, like, just trying to find themselves and who they are. Do you want to add on to that, Brittany?
I would definitely say I think that in middle school, the responsibility of a student increases, and that's a big transition from elementary to middle. So I think students are mentally trying to accommodate the responsibilities that they now have when they enter the sixth grade. And as an eighth grade teacher, you can definitely see the transition with those students from them entering sixth grade to eighth grade. There's a really big difference in their mental development, physical development, and also the way that they interact with their peers from sixth grade to eighth grade as well.
Mm-hmm. So could you talk about the social, what is the social scene like in the middle school? How are kids kind of developing that identity and within themselves?
I think that's a big part, because when you're in elementary school, I think you socially have just a bigger group of friends. You kind of play with whomever's there. And then by middle school, you start having the development of who am I, and let me find other kids that are like me.
Yes.
And that's when they start to, I don't want to use the word click because that's not always the case, but then they start to go off in separate directions, which then creates a vulnerability because of the fact that then a student might feel lost or not identify with another group. Which is a huge struggle, I think, for particularly like eighth graders who have not found that connection yet.
We see that a lot in eighth grade with, I don't want to call them groups of students, but students who have identified with each other because they may have common interests, they may play sports. And I think that's the biggest difference between elementary and middle school as well, because when you join a sports team or you join a certain type of club, you begin to isolate students based on their interests as well. So I think that students are still trying to find themselves and who they are and the people that they socialize with as well. And that plays a big part in the classroom too.
Yeah, very cool. So as you teach middle schoolers, what are some essential things that you felt like would have helped you best educate middle school knowing about middle schoolers? Does that question make sense?
Yes, and that's interesting for me because I originally did not plan to teach middle school students. I originally was took my certification for high school English. But with middle school, I think it would have been helpful to, one, be aware of that's the things that middle school students are interested in, because it's just so different. It's a big variety of things. And that plays a big role when you get in the classroom to teach those kids, because you have to know what they're interested in and what's popular in pop culture and things like that, so it can be relative to their instruction as well.
I think it would be along the lines of how real and like relationships that they want with their teachers, because they're coming from an elementary environment where they might have felt very supported by a teacher. They were kind of, I don't want to use the word babied, but they've been treated like a child.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have had those opportunities where like it might be okay for them to hug their teachers and receive that love. And then like you have the high school teacher, where I think you kind of visualize it being a little bit more professional. You might not hug your students, things like that. But that middle school student wants both.
Yes.
And it's depending on what day they want it. But they really want to know you as a person. Mm-hmm. And they want that relationship. I mean, we did a project in math class where they had to do a race between the three teachers that teach eighth grade. And they were spot on their perceptions of who Miss Moore, Miss Kennedy, and myself are, like, mm-hmm. things that we like, the relationships that we have. So I think that they just want to know us as people, and that would drive. I mean, once I kind of went away from I need to have this persona as their teacher, mm-hmm. and it's not a friendly relationship, but they want a actual relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
I can definitely say that. I definitely believe relationships are the basis of anything, especially with middle school students, because from some aspect you want to be hard on them and you want them to understand how important school is, but they won't get any of that if they don't have that relationship with their teachers first. And I think that's been one of the most difficult things for some of our kids as well, because those are some of the things that they may not be used to. So getting to know my students personally has been a big difference in the classroom as well.
With the social identity development that middle schools are undergoing, how do you build empathy, the capacity for empathy within middle school students?
I would say displaying empathy and what it looks like, because a lot of our students don't know how to display the empathy. So even if it's something as simple as incorporating empathy in your classroom rules. So like one of my classroom rules is that if you win, you cannot brag about it. Mm-hmm. And I teach them that bragging we don't brag because it shows from your aspect kind of like a level of privilege, and it also shows that you're not empathetic between those people who did not win. Mm-hmm. So we can celebrate those people who did not win, but we don't brag about winning.
I also think it's important to, like, when I'm talking to a student one-on-one, whether they're upset, angry, whatever that may be, but to actually acknowledge the emotion that you're seeing is very, very important when having that conversation. If a student doesn't want to talk, and maybe it, like I can say, it looks to me it looks like you are upset. Can you tell me a little bit about that? I think it's so important for them, in order to build empathy, they need to be able to understand what emotion they are, themselves are feeling, so that they can identify it with other people.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Perfect.